Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I have a special guest. Yes, it is another version of Tell Al, but we're gonna do it a little different today, because what I've decided to do is I've asked Robert to come back on the show. Now, those of you that listen to the show routinely heard Robert last March. And if you recall Robert's story, Robert spent a great amount of time, 36 years to be accurate. I mean, that's what he told me, 36 years, making money for other people in the real estate industry. See, Robert was one of these guys that went to college and got himself a great job in the commercial real estate industry. And basically, over time, he started to manage massive portfolios of properties. And in the operations game, his responsibility was to make sure that those assets that he was managing on a daily basis were performing to the standard. And, you know, he was really good at it. He made a ton of money for people. But over time, he started to realize that maybe he himself was not getting to where he wanted to get to. And there was a day in his life where he actually increased the net operating income of a very major apartment community. And he did this like 32% year over year over year, and made the owners of this property a lot of money. And you know what he got in return? He got a thank you card. That's right. He got a thank you card. And at that point, Robert said, okay, that's it. I'm doing something different. So what I've decided to do is ask Robert to come back on the show. There's a couple reasons for it. Number one, I want to talk to him about investing strategies. I want to get into the mindset of somebody that has spent a great deal of time in the operational side of real estate, but who is relatively new to the ownership side. And because Robert was very successful in retiring himself in around 3 years, all of these concepts are very fresh in his mind. And I want to tap into that knowledge, because that's what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. We tap into the experience of everybody else who's a member, because by getting into that knowledge base, we ourselves become so much richer. We're also going to talk about a property that you'll have an opportunity to see when you attend the Lifestyles Unlimited Expo event. We're going to do that in September up in Irving, Texas. It's going to be over Memorial Day weekend. And if you want to find out more about that, you can go to lifestylesunlimited.com. But as a part of that event, we're going to have what's called the Masters Road Trip. So this is an opportunity for anybody. You don't even have to be a Lifestyles Unlimited member to be a part of this Masters Road Trip. And what we do is we take you to different multifamily apartment communities. Now, Robert has been gracious enough to volunteer one of his properties. What that means is that you'll have an opportunity to go to Robert's property, and when you get there, you'll be briefed by Robert himself. He will tell you everything, the big one over the world, on the property. And then after he's given you that initial brief, you're going to walk through the property. He's going to talk about what he did to acquire that property, transition that property, and then it's all going to end up with you understanding the financials. In other words, what was he able to do financially for the investors on that property? It is a world-class education. So, Robert, I've been talking too much. I mean, I actually could just talk about you the entire show, because I mean, you're just such a fascinating guy. But I want to welcome you to the show. So welcome to the show, Robert.
Well, it's great to be back. Thanks for having me.
Man, it's a pleasure. It is such a pleasure. I mean, you've got such an institutional knowledge base about, you know, well, let's just call it what it is. You probably know where a lot of the bodies are buried in that commercial real estate world, do you not?
Yeah, I've been through quite a few ups and downs as far as cycles. I mean, 86, was a really, really bad time. And then we've seen the good times, the people that everybody can make money, even people that don't know what they're doing, which has kind of been a lot of the last 10 years. And then the last year or two has been where good management, good experience has really come to the fore again and proven itself.
Yeah, I think you're spot on. You know, everything that I saw, especially over that last year, we had to get very management focused with the operations of all of our real estate assets because we didn't know what was going on in our economy or in the world around us. Heck, we couldn't even leave where we lived, yet we still had responsibilities. And those that managed effectively made it through, not completely unscathed, but we did a whole lot better than those people that didn't even get to the batter's box.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
So Robert, give me a real quick overview of the property that we're going to see. We're about a minute and a half away from break, so I don't want to do to you what I did to you last time I had you on the show. But tell us a little bit about the property, and then when we come back from the break, we'll get back into the meat and potatoes of that particular deal.
So we're really excited about it. It's a 360-unit deal in Bedford, Texas. It's on a heavily hilled and heavily wooded site right next to a park with a lake. You can literally walk out your back door to this beautiful setting of the park, and the ducks are on the lake and stuff. So it's just a very unique setting for Dallas-Fort Worth.
Now, where is Bedford in relation to the greater Metroplex there?
It's in what's called the Mid-Cities. It's very near the airport, on the west side of the airport, literally between Dallas and Fort Worth.
And what makes that site so attractive?
Bedford is really strict on their zoning and everything else, but this deal, like I said, you drive up to it and you can't believe there's something like that in the flatlands of DFW, because it's just a very wooded, giant old oak trees, and it's very hilly, and the lake setting, and you've just got these views that go on forever. So it's just a really pretty setting.
Yeah, I've driven through Dallas-Fort Worth many times, and when you said wooded, I kind of thought, that's why I asked the question. But when we come back from the break, I'm going to ask a whole bunch more questions so that you can get the information you need.
My friends, how many of you out there right now believe you have a plan? I followed the conventional plan for years, and then the conventional plan blew up in my face. I wonder how many of you can relate to that exact same thing. The real question is, how many of you have actually figured out how to turn that thing around and make it happen?
Do you have a plan? Lifestyles Unlimited has one for you. It's worked for countless others. Retire in 5 years or less. Come learn more. Join us for our live online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. If you're just joining me, I have Robert on the show. Now, Robert is a very successful real estate investor. He is what we call a lead investor in Lifestyles Unlimited, meaning what he does is he goes out and he finds properties with great potential for returns. And then he determines whether or not that property is going to work out for, first of all, his investing strategy. And then if it does, and he is able to put the deal together, he'll make that deal available to other Lifestyles Unlimited members. And then, of course, we'll take a look at what he is proposing, and we'll either say, okay, that works for my investing strategy, and we'll ask to be a part of the deal, or we'll say, nope, doesn't quite work for me, which is totally okay, and we'll just kind of move along. But here's the key thing. In Lifestyles Unlimited, what we have done is we have created a community of like-minded investors that is designed, first of all, to make sure that everybody within that community is at least a sophisticated real estate investor. In other words, they have achieved a certain level of education to where they understand how to correctly invest in real estate. And what that does is that takes a lot of the pressure off of everybody in the deal, because everybody is informed. Everybody knows what they're doing. Now, not every Lifestyles Unlimited member is maybe what is considered an accredited investor, because there's a financial label to that. But I will tell you this, Lifestyles Unlimited members that start off as sophisticated investors eventually get to the accredited level because they're doing the things that they've been taught to do. So, Robert, let's get back into this 360-unit property that you put together. Give me all the details. I mean, fill my head with great info. What am I going to see?
So this is a property, just to give a little background on it. Last year during the pandemic, when the pandemic hit, everybody froze. Brokers froze, investors froze, lenders froze. So I froze, and I thought, I'm not going to be looking for a deal this year. I'm going to wait and let this all settle out. Well, then a broker called me in probably June or July and said, hey, would you be interested? Here's kind of the deal. This group out of California owns a bunch of office and industrial that's bleeding cash. They need to liquidate their apartment portfolios. I'm like, okay. So long story short, we got it for a really good price, because there wasn't a lot of competition or a feeding frenzy going on at the time. The deal made sense from the get-go. We've been able to do distributions after the first quarter. It's beating its pro forma. And we haven't even started doing the capital upgrades yet because we, being good stewards of the cash, we wanted to see how the pandemic and the eviction moratoriums and all of that fun stuff played out. So now we're starting that. The point being that we still have so much upside on doing the capital improvements and the upgrades and the increased rents. And we're already increasing rents even before we've done that. So it's just been a win-win all the way around. And we're just excited to be able to show people that there's always opportunities to show them the property and just don't be frozen. I mean, I joined Lifestyles in 2017 and said I wished I'd joined in 2014 and could have gotten in on deals earlier. But a point being, you can always do that. Don't get frozen today or you're going to be looking back and saying, why didn't I buy a deal in 2021 when I could have?
So I'm kind of floored here, Robert, because I'm thinking about 360 units, and it was a fire sale, it sounds like. It sounded like the people that, or the entity that owned it, they had to get out, and they had to get out quick because they were drowning in other investments. So because of a situation that you didn't cause, you had the opportunity to step in and help them out by helping them out of the deal. And in return, instead of walking into what it sounded like, it was like maybe a hybrid leaning towards value play, you're actually operating this thing as a yield play right off the bat just because they didn't do what they were supposed to do as an operator?
I think they got to a point where they couldn't. They needed to get out of the deal. And I've got to also add, though, that building the team that I was able to build up because of Lifestyles, and when I say my team, I mean my lender relationship with that has been able to, they helped me work through the process with the broker who has three of my five deals. He's been the one to come to me and say, Robert, would you be interested in this deal? I wouldn't have known any of those people. I wouldn't have had those contacts or had them on my team before Lifestyles. That's where I've met these people and have built out my team.
So really, we can thank a relationship that you built that created this opportunity for you.
Oh, absolutely.
So I'm guessing relationships are pretty important to you.
Yeah, they're key. They're the critical part of whether you're going to get the deal, or you're going to find out about a deal. I mean, I've had talked to other people who say, I never hear about deals. And that's part of what Lifestyles teaches you is how to learn how to develop those teams and those relationships so that you're hearing about the deals and you're building up your investor list. I tried to do it before I joined Lifestyles on my own. And family and friends would run as soon as they saw me enter the room. It's like, oh, God, it's Robert again. He's going to be asking for money. whereas with Lifestyles, as you mentioned, you've got like-minded investors who you're all on the same page. You have a trust for each other. If you're a passive investor, you know that the syndicator lead investor has to follow the very strict rules or will be probably kicked out. So there's a trust factor that's built in there. It's a great, I'm going to call it family environment. I have so many really, really strong, great friends that I've met just since Lifestyles, because of Lifestyles.
You know, one of the things I want to do is I want to pick your brain. I was going to wait until the next segment, but if you're okay, can I pick away?
Pick away.
All right, let's do it. So what do you think is maybe the one or two things that you think any new investor needs to wrap their head around before they do anything going forward with investing in real estate?
I mean, want to put out a caveat that I'm not a financial planner, but I would say if your question's meaning within lifestyles, definitely you got to get certified as a passive, meaning take all the courses that teach you how to analyze a deal, SEC rules, but just give you the education to be hopefully, make a more educated decision on who to invest with, how much to invest, and just personally why I think real estate is a better investment than a lot of other avenues.
So you get your education out of the way, then what do you do?
Well, you get what we call get on lead list, where you meet people at these events, you exchange cards or whatever else, and you say, hey, can I get on your investor list for potential deals in the future? And then with somebody like me as a lead, I probably have like 1,400 people on my list now. When I have a deal that I'm interested in, I'll send it out to my list and say, guys, I've got this potential deal. Would you be interested? So they get these deals put in front of them, and then they get to decide, I really like Robert's deal. Not sure about Robert's deal. I'd rather do this other guy's deal. But they get these deals presented to them, and they get to make the decision on whether to invest or not.
Yeah, and that's pretty much as hard as it gets. Hey, when we come back from the break, I'm going to take a deep probe and put it in Robert's brain. Stick around.
It comes a point in time every now and then when the world flips upside down. And during that time, you have to come up with a decision in your life. How are you going to go through this? How are you going to work your way through this process that has no end? So what do? The first thing I need you to understand is that almost every entrepreneur out there makes it big when something bad happens. I tripled my net worth between 2008 and 2010. 10 years straight increase in value. It makes us all look like geniuses when everything goes up for 10 years straight. But now we're at the point where we can find out who's good again. And you need to be in there. Because why? Because I tripled my net worth in 2 years. You can do it too, if you know what to do. You need to get into lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free live online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So I've got Robert on with me today for another edition of Tell Al. And what we're going to do is we're going to talk about investing in multifamily. Now, I know I don't go in this direction many, many times. And part of the reason I don't go into the multifamily direction too often on the show is that when you get into the multifamily space, it's real easy to lose people. And I'm not saying you're not smart. I'm not going there, because to be honest with you, I don't know your level of education. For all I know, you know more about real estate investing than I do. But through my time, I've also learned that the vast majority of people that listen to the show may not understand everything that we're talking about, okay? And I just want to be very clear. We're not trying to talk over you or above you. We're just trying to share information. So what Robert and I are going to do is we're going to talk a little bit about some of the different approaches that you might be able to take. And the reason I think Robert is perfectly positioned to do this is because Robert was in this position a little over 3 years ago. Yeah. And he made an informed decision to move away from the operational side of real estate investing into the ownership side. And as a result of that, he saw the industry in a completely different light. And, maybe there was a little bit of adjustment that he had to make. Maybe not. Doesn't really matter. But here's what I do know. Robert is one of those guys that's going to look at all the different options and see the different paths that are available to him. So Robert, talk to me a little bit about some of the experiences that you've had and maybe some of the strategies that you've looked at either by yourself or maybe with some other Lifestyles Unlimited members that were trying to get started with this lead investing.
I mean, on the front end, it was just, as you said, I wanted to be an owner and I wanted to manage it myself, not be a passive, but that was just because of my background in property management, I realized that even if I was a passive, I would be looking over their shoulders and in their books so much, I might as well be doing it myself. So that's kind of where I started. Frankly, even having been in the industry for 36 years and making owners tons of money, and one thing I would correct, early on you said that increased the property over 30% for 3 years in a row. It was actually an entire portfolio of nine properties that we did that. So made it over a lot of money.
Yeah, you're right. It's right here in my notes, portfolio. I apologize. Yeah, that's even more impressive. Yeah.
It actually just shows how much how ignorant I was for so long that I was making all these people tons of money and never really realized the benefits of depreciation and so many other things that you get on the ownership side that help you on your taxes. I used to kind of call it the secret sauce. I knew there was a secret sauce because I saw all these owners driving really nice cars, buying private planes and all this stuff. And I thought, what are they doing? Because I saw how much management fees were. I could never quite figure out what that secret sauce was. I knew there was something, and nobody would ever let you in on it. So I thought at some point somebody was going to make me a partner like they do in law firms, and it only took me 3 decades to realize that's just not how that industry works. But I don't know. Did I answer your question at all, or did I go roundabout?
Oh, no. I mean, there was good information. But so let's take it from the standpoint of you've made the decision you're going to do multifamily investing. So one of the things that we do at Lifestyles is we get all those people together that want to do that stuff. And y'all meet as a group, either as aspiring leads or lead investors, because you want to be surrounded by people that are interested in doing what it is that you want to do, because it's an opportunity for you to learn from each other. And because we're an organization that doesn't play the backstabbing game, it benefits all of us from doing that. So what was that experience like for you, and how did it shape some of the different strategies that you saw people going in?
It's hard to describe how helpful everybody is and describe it to. I'll give an example. I don't think somebody that works for Ford is going to be meeting once a month with guys from GM and saying, hey, what's working for y'all? Hey, I've got questions about this production stuff. What would you do? They're not going to be helping each other like that. Whereas Lifestyles is like a family of like-minded investors where we meet once a month. I can tell you already today, I probably had 5 emails going around between myself and other leads where we're asking questions. And it could be as simple as, what are your pool hours? How do you handle this kind of eviction? Who's your CPA? Do you have a better CPA that you'd recommend? We're all helping each other all the time. And frankly, for me, it was a little scary when I started because I think everybody thought, Robert's been doing this for so long, he knows everything about all of this. And I was going in pretty blind and scared from the ownership side, realizing that a lot of these people knew a whole lot more than I do. So I was scared to ask questions on the front end. First couple of meetings, I thought, I'm going to look really stupid. And I quickly realized that everybody can ask anything and everybody helps everybody. So it's just a very rewarding environment because it's outside of the education you get and all of that stuff. It's the relationships you build up with fellow investors that tell you the good, the bad, the ugly. They'll tell you, man, I totally failed when I did X, Y, Z. You're like, good to know. I won't do that. Or I was about to do that. Or this was really successful. Have you heard about this new software, this new program? That's good to know. I got to try that. That really helps you get off the ground.
So when you made that decision to go after that first deal, that 120 unit deal, why did you choose that particular asset? What did it do for your particular strategy?
I think, I've been told that was, at the time at least, the largest first time lead deal. Most people start smaller. They might have started from single family and then kind of gravitate or move up to multifamily on smaller type deal. For me, though, I didn't want a 30 unit deal, a 50 unit deal where it means I'm hiring a different kind of manager salary-wise. I can't afford as much of an experienced manager. I may be getting calls at 3 in the morning about, hey, the sewer has backed up. And I'm like, I've been there, done that, don't want to do that. So I wanted to buy bigger properties where I could hire a professional staff, a full-time manager, a full-time maintenance guy, experienced people that knew what they were doing. And just the economies of scale. You get better contracts, you get better pricing, just all of the above. It's just, for me, that's why I chose to go that size. And honestly, quickly wanted to get bigger than that.
Well, what about the guy that, like, maybe is sitting to your left or your right that's, you know, watching you go after 120 units, but he's, in his mind, trying to go after maybe 20 units? Is there a difference in approach just because of the size of units?
I mean, what I've been told from some other leads is, and this is kind of proven true, is that the first, say, $5 or $6 million is pretty easy to raise. So if it's a 20-unit deal or a 200-unit deal, that's pretty easy to get to. But once you get past that, you better have built up a good reputation, built up a good investor list. And I kind of jokingly say that you're only as good as your last deal. It doesn't matter how much money I made on that first deal that everybody talks about, but if the last deal fails, I'm always afraid that people are going to go, oh, remember Robert's last deal. So you're only as good as your reputation. But a point of all that is that when you get over that $5 or $6 million, and like my last couple of deals have been probably $13 to $15 million capital raises, that takes more time. That takes more experience as far as, like, you need to have a deeper list and stuff. But I mean, I would say to that person on your left or right, you've got to do the same basics regardless of size. You've got to have a good list. You've got to attend stuff so that people know you and are ready to invest.
So the mechanics are the same.
I would say so.
All right. That's good. Hey, we come back from the break, Robert. I'm going to pull that probe out. I'm going to be real with you. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited Executive Vice President, Business Consultant, and Successful Real Estate Investor Lynn Murrow on the critical difference between those who succeed and those who fail.
Whether you have a small business, whether you are running a division of a large corporation, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 100 company listening to us right now, or whether you work for somebody else, you have an area of responsibility and you are presented with a novel challenge by a novel virus that's going on right now. And the key to all of that is keeping your head up and looking for opportunity when what you want to do is curl up in a ball and go to sleep. And that is the critical difference between people who succeed right now and people who fail.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our business and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so I'm going to let you in on some information, some insider information about Robert, because this is stuff I think you need to understand. In the 36 years that Robert was running very large management companies, he was also doing a lot of other things. I mean, this guy is a pretty good multitasker. He was the past president of the Dallas and the Tarrant County and the New Mexico Apartment Associations, the National Association Board of Directors for almost 20 years. He served there for 20 years. That's a long time, helping form an organization that really makes an impact in our industry. And he also has served on the Apartment Association's Executive Committee. So what I'm pointing out to you is I'm not really trying to brag so much about Robert. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention he was the member of the year for both the Dallas and the, I believe it's the Tarrant, is it Tarrant County Apartment Association? Did I get that one right, Robert?
Texas Apartment Association.
Texas, okay, okay. You know, you've got so many awards and stuff, I can't even keep up with it. But the point that I want to make is that he was focused and he was doing everything in his power to stay focused on his career, on his industry, and he did that for 36 years. And at that point where he made the decision to come to Lifestyles Unlimited to understand the rest of the equation, his life dramatically changed. I mean, I told you earlier that he retired in less than 3 years. But Robert, I think what you need to share with them is how your life has transitioned into the lifestyle that you've been trying to have all of these years, just based off making that one simple choice.
Well, I would just say it wasn't even the lifestyle that I had known was possible. I mean, I know there's people that are members of the country club and are, you know, playing golf every day or in there playing cards because they don't have to go to the 9-to-5. I never understood how that worked or where, you know, how they made it happen. So it wasn't really an aspiration I had. I was raised in that get your college education, go out and get a good job, work your way up the ladder, keep your nose to the grindstone, and good things will happen, and either you'll have a pension, you'll have a 401k, whatever. But, you know, the typical American, work hard, work ethic, and things will be okay. So the interesting thing for me has been, because I was even doing my full-time job running a management company and running our management company at the same time for the last many years and doing it quite well until it just got to be, I was running, you know, 24/7, 7 days a week, but that was my normal. But what's been cool to see is transitioning to something, you know, not only financial freedom, but freedom of time. I'm no longer having to get in my car and commute every day in rush hour traffic. We were able to buy some acreage outside of Dallas-Fort Worth, but I can still get to the properties within like 40 minutes. I've got freedom of time. I can be working here at the home office, and then I can walk out to our creek, and when it gets stressful or I just need a break, I have this thing called freedom of time that I never even understood what that meant. And I'll quite frankly, there's some days where I go, is today Friday or Sunday? Because I can work when I want. I can not work when I want. We can travel when we want. We can do what we want. And I just can't, to somebody that is listening that has always been like me, where you've got to be at your job from 9-to-5 or whatever, very restricted, very constrained, I can't even begin to explain the freedom of time, that concept. It's just life-changing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, isn't it?
It's really amazing.
How old were you when you just kind of woke up one morning and realized you did it? You were effectively retired, that everything that you started doing with Lifestyles Unlimited was paying off, and now it was just the sky's the limit.
Honestly, I'd say it was within this last year, and it was with this first full round of tax returns with the depreciation and other benefits I didn't even know about that hadn't really hit me yet. But more than that, it was just, wow, I don't have to get up at 6 this morning or set the alarm. It's funny, I wake up earlier now than I ever have and take more pictures of the sunrises than I ever have, but I don't have to go in, you know, drive through the traffic and all of that stuff. And I can just, I'm in control of my time. I'm in control of my life a lot better. So it's been really just within the last year.
So what are your we'll call them the secrets to your success. I mean, there's no other description I can come up with. What are those things that you do on a daily basis to continue to operate 5 different apartment communities, yet still maintain control of your time?
It goes back to people that you surrounded yourself with. And that starts with my wife. That starts with my operating partner, who does so much of the day-in, day-out stuff for us. That starts with my team of the brokers and finance team, my CPA, people that I can rely on. Because I will say the biggest transition going from big corporate America is it used to be if I had an HR problem, oh, I call HR. If I had a payroll problem, I call payroll. If I have a accounting problem, hey, accounting, fix this. Well, then when you start out on your own, it's like, oh, I'm all of those people. So having the right key people around me to help with that stuff and surround yourself with great people, to me, is the only way to make it.
So how hard was it to build your team? Now I realize your wife, she's in a different category than everybody else. I get that. But how hard was it to find those quality people that you needed to put on your team?
Because of the lifestyle, I'm going to call it the vendor list, and you go to the monthly event and you're meeting these people, you quickly start networking and you talk to the other aspiring leads and the other leads about, hey, who is a good CPA? And I'll be honest, I went through 2 or 3 CPAs before I found the one that we really like. I went through a couple of different insurance brokers before we found the one we really like. But all of those contacts came from the Lifestyles vendor list and other leads saying, hey, this is who I use. I really like them. So it wasn't me picking up the Yellow Pages or whatever or Googling saying CPA Dallas-Fort Worth and just randomly throwing a dart at a board. It was leveraging off of other people's experience.
Now, did you decide to create your own management company as a part of what you're doing with your business model, or do you set that aside to a third party?
It's a great question, and I mean, there's pros and cons, I think, for both, just depending on where you're at. But for me, having run property management for 36 years, I think I might have said this earlier, but I didn't trust other people to run my stuff. And more importantly, I know enough to be dangerous. I'd always be looking at the book. I'd always be asking questions and driving them crazy. Why are you doing this? Why is this off? So it's like, I just need to be doing this myself. So we decided from day one to manage ourselves.
Yeah, I pretty much knew the answer, but you know what? There are people that would ask that question, so I thought I'd just give you that softball. So talk to me about the future, Robert. I mean, where do you and your family go from here?
You know, as long as there continue to be deals that make sense, I want to keep growing this, and as long as it continues to be fun, you know, there's no set thing to me. Like at 65, you need to stop all work, and it just needs to be complete passive income. I would love to get to that point someday with just the checks are coming in, and I'm not having any of the responsibility anymore, but right now it's so much fun doing this, building this, helping other people and lifestyles get passive income, helping them on their financial path. As long as it's fun, I want to continue doing this, I don't know, until it's not fun anymore.
Well, are you having fun?
I'm having a blast.
Well, then you shouldn't stop doing it. You should keep doing it.
That right now is the current plan.
Yeah, yeah. So tell me about some of the cool places that you and the family have been able to go since you got all this time back.
You know, I've never took in my entire career more than a 1 week vacation, you know, the corporate model. But we've done like some river cruises in Bordeaux and one in Burgundy. You know, when I say river cruises, I mean like 2 week, 10 days. So we've been able just to do these longer trips. I could do right now a month trip if I wanted to, especially with email and phone, you know, texting. I wouldn't have to completely disengage for a month, but that's just given us a lot of freedom to be able to do things we would have never even thought of doing before, which is just such a nice, well, I was going to say luxury, but just such a nice perk.
Yeah, it's the freedom. I mean, that's what we're all about. We're all about that financial freedom. Well, Robert, you've knocked it out of the park. I am very proud to have had the opportunity to get to know you. I want to say thanks for coming back on the show. I know we've learned a lot from you. And for those of you trying to figure this out, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. We will show you everything we showed Robert, and we'll get you started.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.